Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. This week on the Brenham Sports Line, we'll be talking Brenham Cubet Volleyball, and we'll be talking with our good friend, Coach Kyle Van Hook, all tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band. And as always, in studio with us here on the Brenham Sports Line, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we get ready for another week of Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham. Coming up in the second half of the program, we're going to talk with our good friend, Coach Kyle Van Hook. And you hopefully have read the story by now, but we'll be talking with Coach Van Hook about a very, very special donation he's making to his grandson. That's coming up second half of the program here tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. And in the first half of the program, we are talking Brenham Cubet Volleyball here in the house as we bring you Sports Talk with a Local Attitude on KWHI, KWHI.com, and you can watch us right now as we speak on our Facebook page. And as you can tell here on Facebook, we got a full house.
Yeah.
All right, the Cubets are in the house tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. Coach Debbie Yeager and the Cubets are here, and first of all, Coach, welcome back to the program. I cannot believe that we are already to the fall. It's already time for the volleyball season. You guys are already 10 matches into your season already.
10 matches into our season already. And it's always exciting when you say we have a full house, but that also means I have a lot of seniors, which means, you know, a lot of replacements. But we're glad to have the seniors. We're excited.
And talk about this year's team. How have things gone so far? How have things gone as far as just getting ready for the season?
I think it's been probably one of the more exciting years that we've everybody's come in the gym ready and focused and knowing what they wanted to do. They spent a lot of time within the summer with the strength and conditioning program and playing volleyball a lot of different places, doing some summer league and preparing themselves for what's to come, and knowing for the seniors that this is their last big year to make a name for themselves with Brenham Volleyball. So it's exciting.
You mentioned the strength and conditioning program, something that I know the football coaches had talked about before the season began, that it was they were really excited about this program that all the athletes are going to be involved in over the summer.
Yeah, it's really exciting. A lot of the schools have started it a couple of years ago, and we're picking up on it too. And it's the kids in Brenham are really buying in, and it's a good thing. It's a really, we have them all the way from the seventh grade up to seniors coming up there, and all the girls work out together in a session, and all the guys work out together in a session, and we keep the strength and the conditioning going. Even when it finished, we went the extra week because we started our two-a-days, so we just kept going, so we've never come off of them, except this week we didn't get the lift because we had a tournament.
All right, and how have things gone so far? How do you feel about the way the team is starting to come together?
Really good. I'm excited about it. I think surprising things that have happened is I feel like the kids are gelling pretty quick. At this time last year, I feel like we're a little further along than we were. We did something a little different this year as we went to Cinco Ranch scrimmage in Houston, and that kind of got us on our toes. And then we did the one at Sci Falls, and those were two good tough scrimmages, and we played Fort Bend Austin, who was really amazing. They won state last year. So it kind of set the tone for our kids to know that we've got to work a lot harder. We got back in the gym, and then we came out and beat Brazos Tuesday night. That was fun at home, and there's a lot of people there. We were so excited to have a crowd come out. You guys have all done a great job of letting everybody know that we're playing, because it's a little different, because even football wasn't even playing at that time or practicing, so it was just us up at the gym, so it felt a little awkward, but didn't stop them from wanting to win ball games. So we're excited to win our season opener, and that was a lot of fun for us. And then we turned around and went to Pearland, and in the past we've gone to Columbus. This year we went to Pearland, and the Pearland tournament has people from all over the nation. It has nationally ranked teams there. In fact, we had one of them in our first day pool. The Woodlands was there in our pool, and it was tough, but our kids never backed down. We got out there and played. The first day was tough pool play, because you then shuffle into the next day where, you know, it's more the nationally ranked teams kind of go on to a different bracket, and then we stay in our bracket, and we duke it out. And we came up, I thought we did a good job that day. We kind of started settling in. We could see our offense, and we could see our defense gelling. These kids work really, really well together this year. They're communicating. I think what the most exciting thing is that we see what's to come. You know, they're not the best they're going to be right now. And it's really fun to work with them because of that. Coach Calandra and I do really enjoy this group because of that. They make corrections. They discuss things. They're all in. They're ready to do whatever it takes. The last 2 days of the tournament, we did really well. We came along. We got better with each match, and we started winning them. And then the kids could tell that they were, you know, starting to gel, and that was exciting. So here we are now getting ready for our second home game tomorrow night against Columbus.
All right. And one thing that when we saw the stats coming in from the matches and stuff, a lot of new names. We're seeing a lot of players this year that some of them were part of the program last year, but this year they're kind of stepping to the forefront now.
Absolutely. We lost 6 girls, and then we have 6 new ones, new seniors this year, and that's what we like about our program right now. Is there some kids who are juniors that may not have gotten a lot of playing time, but now they're starters and they're falling right into the role, like, because they were patient and they worked hard and they knew what it took to get here, and they set their goals for what they wanted to be and what they wanted to do, and so we've got a couple of sophomores and some juniors, and then the 6 seniors here.
All right, and talk a little bit about the team. Talk about, I know you've already brought a roster with you. Talk
I
about,
did. Some of it's the pretty long that, right really, now.
Well, talk about some of the players we're going to hear from this season.
Okay. I think at the running the show as setters, we have McKenna Schrader, who was here last year with us as a setter, and Julia Benfield is one that was on JV and has come up and is going to be one of our starting setters also. So we'll be popping back in and out of a 5-1 and a 6-2 and doing a lot of different things, giving a lot of different looks to the people. So so we're not predictable. Believe me, we're not predictable, okay? Sometimes we don't even know what we're doing. But we're getting there. That's what preseason's for. You know, it's like I said, in that tournament, we lost some games, but again, we know what we're building for, and that's district. And, you know, we're going to New Braunfels this weekend. It's going to be tough again, but we're going to be ready for our level of ball, we feel like, and that's the commitment we made to not get down about losses, but to keep understanding why we're doing what we're doing. Anyway, okay, so that's setters. And Brianna Jasinski may fill in at setter if we need her to, and she's a good server. She's a good key player around there. On the outsides, we have Avery Simak, who's a senior, Tatum Smidovic, and Allie Meisner. Allie moved in last year. She's a sophomore, and she's going to be really strong out there. She's young. She's tall, and she loves the game, so it's really good. In the middle, we have our famous Kiana Bimage, who's back. There she is. Yeah, she's killing it out of the middle right now. She's really good, doing a good job of setting the tempo for the team of just, you know, let's go. She's that got that Bimage in her, says, let's go win. I don't know, her dad and her brother and all of them have it, you know, doesn't like to lose, but yet doesn't let it get in the way of, you know, teaching, getting all the kids on board and working hard. And, you know, she turns around and points to them and said, let's go. And they all know it's time to go. So she does a good job. We like that. We didn't know what to do about our other middle. We lost both our middles last year. And so we kept throwing two or three different people in. Then in the first scrimmage, even I turned to Coach C and I was like, let's try Kat there. Because Katniss or whatever, Catherine Whitner is, we threw her in there and she hadn't left the spot. Since then, she's really done a phenomenal job in the middle, and everybody knows that if you've got decent middles, really good middles, then you can compete because they're going to hold their middles there, so our outsides get opened up to swing more. And both of those guys have done an amazing job there. So, and every now and then Avery fills in the middle if she needs to. Caitlin Whitehead does. On the right side, right now, these kids could change places any day, you know. So we do stats every day, so the pressure's on to always produce. So they've created that atmosphere. Jillian Steen, our senior over here on the right side, and Caitlin Whitehead, and another sophomore, Haley Santlaben, has come in and done a good job. So we're excited about rotating them through on the right side. And Julia Benfield hits right side sometime, too. Okay. On the back row, the defense, my little defensive people, I love them. They're fun. I work with them a lot in practice. So we have Grace Beisert. She's a senior. She's back there. Jada Phillips, she's a senior. She's here. You know, just stepped up to the plate and really done a good job. Let's see, who else? Jamie Gerlitz has done a good job going in, and she's going to be a junior. She's a junior now. Not going to be. School starts Wednesday, right? Okay. Let's see, Kelsey Sanford, Lindsay Pruitt. Those are some more kids that have seen some playing time on the back row. Girls, I don't want to forget anybody. I think I said everybody. Did I do it right? So, guys, if I forgot anybody, it's their fault. So we can run for them tomorrow. Okay? So I really don't want to, you know, listing them when I'm seeing out there in the court. I obviously know I can see what we've got out there, and I'm excited about the fact that the kids are understanding their roles and they've got the goals in front of them. They're real good about, as we roll people through, of knowing that, okay, it's going to take all of us, you know, and they're going to have a competitive drive, but yet they understand that we're still a team and we're working together. So, and we have options, you know. We have more depth this year than we've had in the past, which is exciting because, you know, some days are diamond, some days are stone. You go out there and oh dear, I'm doing my quotes again. So, you know, if somebody's struggling, we can throw somebody else out there for a while, and you know, it's a different look to the other team. So we're excited about them.
All right, and we're going to get to meet some of the Cubheads here in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and when we get back, we're going to talk to the Brenham Cubheads seniors on the volleyball team coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
One, two, three, four!
back on the Burnham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Coming up, second half of the program, our good friend, Coach Kyle Van Hook. That is coming up in the second half of the program. First half of the program, we are talking Burnham Cubet Volleyball. Members of the Cubet Volleyball team are in studio with Coach Debbie Yeager. And Coach brought your seniors with you, so introduce your senior class here.
Okay, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. I'll give them the microphone so they get to warm up speaking here. All right, up here, go ahead and start with Cass. Okay.
I'm Catherine Whitner. I'm a middle blocker.
All right, and okay.
We're passing down? Okay. All right, I'm Kiana Bimage. I'm a middle blocker.
I'm Jada Phillips. I'm a DS.
I'm Avery Simak, and I'm an outside hitter.
All right.
I'm Grace Beiser, and I'm a DS.
I'm Jillian Steen. I'm a right side hitter.
All right, and all right, let's start here to the closest to my left, and once again, you are
Catherine Whitner.
All right, Catherine, and first of all, how excited are you to get this season underway?
I'm really excited. I mean, we've practiced for the past 3 years and before then, since sixth grade, so it's finally, like, all ending now. This is the last season to get it all done.
All right, and how have things gone so far?
They've gone really well. Like, everyone's connecting. We're all getting, like, stuff done every day in the gym, and it's showing in games.
All right, and what's been the most fun part about getting ready for your senior season?
I think just hanging out with everyone, especially with this past tournament. We just got a lot of time to spend with everyone and get to bond, get to know everyone a little bit more. Yeah.
All right. And thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is?
Hi, I'm Kiana Bimage.
All right. And Kiana, how about this, your senior year? You've been part of this program for years, and now this is your senior season. How's it feel?
It's kind of like, it's, I don't know, it's just like, wow, like I'm a senior. Like I'm finally a senior. I'm finally the boss of someone.
All right. What are some of the things that you're most excited about this season?
I'm excited about going into district strong and ready to win a district championship.
And what's it going to take to win district?
Just everyone communicating and like playing together as one team.
All right. And so far, you guys have got 10 matches under your belt. How have things come along so far?
Really well. Everyone works together really well. There's like it's everyone messes really well.
All right. And what are the things that you've got to do now before district play to be ready when the district schedule gets here?
Just like Coach Yeager said, we had strength and conditioning. We've done a lot of practicing in the morning, just a lot of things to get us ready.
All right, Kiana, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is?
Jada Phillips.
All right, Jada, and how about you? How excited are you to get this season going?
I'm really excited just getting to hang out with everybody.
All right, and how did the summer go? How did the summer as far as just getting ready to get in here and get work, and how did that go?
The summer went really good, doing strength and conditioning, getting to know the girls better, and you know just hanging out with them.
And what are the things that you guys are going to have to do this season for this to be a successful season?
We're going to have to communicate and focus in the gym when we practice and just keep it together.
All right, and what are the things that that you feel as far as what you bring to the team? What are some of the things that you feel are your best attributes?
I feel like I'm good at like keeping the team together. Like when we're down and we like get a bad serve receive, I'm just like, come on, we got it. Come on, we got this pass right here. And I just try to go around and high five everybody to get them down.
She's normally a quiet person.
All right, well, Jada, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and next up is
Avery Simak.
All right, and Avery, and see, we changed cameras so we can get you trying to sneak over there in the corner, but But first of all, how excited are you to get the season going?
I'm really excited. It's our senior season. I've waited for this for a few years now, so I'm happy to get it started. No, I still have my voice gone from this weekend.
Now you say you lost your voice this weekend.
Yes.
Are you real vocal out there?
Try to be, yes. Try to help stay loud. Yeah. Gosh, no.
Yeah. What's the most fun about this this group of players that you're with?
I love the girls. I think we all like mesh together well. Like our team chemistry is really well, meshes really well. Yeah.
All right. And what are the things that you feel that the team has to do if you guys are going to succeed? If you're going to, you know, make the playoffs, win the district, and move on in the playoffs?
I think just get that goal set and just work for the goal, work hard, and stay in it.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is?
I'm Grace Beisert.
All right, and first of all, how excited are you to get the season going?
I'm super excited. I've been playing for a while. All of us have, and I think senior year is going to go pretty well.
All right, how about the summer as far as just getting ready to get out there and get going? How did that go?
I think all the girls were very prepared whenever season started because of all the work we put in. Everyone was really willing to come up early and lift and run and practice and stuff. So I think that's really going to help us in the long run.
All right. And how excited are you as far as, you've got some tough tournaments, but if you do well in these tournaments, you should be ready for district. How excited are you to face all these tough teams these first few weeks?
I think we always play better whenever we play harder teams. It just kind of helps everyone like realize and push each other and stuff, like what we have to do to win. And I think honestly the tournaments are super fun because we get to experience playing against like some really, really awesome teams and stuff.
All right. And what are the things you feel that the team has got to do for you guys to be successful this year?
I think that everyone just needs to understand that everyone has a role and that we all have to stick together no matter what and just push each other really hard and always just be there for one another.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight. All right. And next up, sneaking in there. There we go.
Oh, hi. I'm Jillian Steen.
All right. And how about you as far as the...
She should probably ask you a question.
I got to ask, how much work do you guys get done in practice? Because you guys are having so much fun here. Practices
a
like
lot
this?
Of work.
Yeah, we work hard. We work really hard. We have to stay focused, though. But, we put in a lot of work, and we sweat, and we're ready. Get out.
All right. All right. And just being around you guys, everybody's laughing and having a good time. Is that what this team is all about? You guys have a good time, really enjoy playing, being on the team with each other?
It's really awesome to have this team. We're all gelling together great. The chemistry is great. When we're all out on that court, the energy is so great. Whenever someone hits the ball down, everyone's like, yeah. It's so much fun playing with these girls.
All right, and what are the things that you're going to need to do to be successful this year? Because I know you're in a very tough district. It's a district that from top to bottom, anybody can beat anybody. So what are the things you have to do on district nights?
We really have to push through and finish during practices. We have to focus and really work on what we need to get done. All of us have to stay consistent and just always getting better.
All right. Thanks for being with us tonight.
No problem.
All right. And Coach, one thing that jumps right to the forefront of this bunch, they are having fun.
Aren't they having fun?
This is quite a group, Coach.
Yeah, it's quite a group. All this little smiling and having a good time, it goes on in practice, too, you know, when we let them get away with it. Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun. Like I told you, as a special group, you could tell they all get along. We don't have to spend a lot of time maintenancing their prides and their egos and that kind of stuff. So we can get on to bigger and better things. We really work really hard on a lot of technical things at this point in time than we have been able to. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. And You got the schedule right there with you?
I do. I won last Tuesday, and I got in trouble for that. So we will have concession. We'll have popcorn, fresh popcorn, okay?
All right.
So, yeah, and they're at 5, 6, and 7. They don't have a freshman B. The other team doesn't. So we're going to play 5, 6, and 7 at home. Everybody needs to come out and cheer and support, especially before school starts and everybody gets so busy. These girls have been working really hard, putting in a lot of time, and they don't complain, and they keep coming back. And it's well worth it. And you can tell on the court when they're playing together that they've just got that little magic that happens that can't always coach. It just they make it happen between them. So that's exciting. You know, it's really exciting. Yeah.
All so. Right. And you got tournaments the next couple of weekends.
Yes, we have to pull up our boots and go and play in New Braunfels next weekend. We've always done the paddle boarding the day before, but we don't get to because we're going to be in school this year, so we don't get to leave a day early. But we did go early to Pearland, and we went to Kema Boardwalk, which
oh, there you go.
A lot of us had never been to, and we fed the stingrays and rode the I didn't ride the roller coaster, but they did. I think some of them, yeah, we fed the stingrays. I think some of them rode the roller coaster like 8 times, and I'm on that one that goes a little Ferris wheel thing that goes around. That was it, and a train. I rode a train, but anyway. So, what'd you ask me?
I'm not kidding. Let's see. When's the district opener?
Okay, so the district opener is September 8th. So we all go right to New Braunfels this weekend, another tough tournament. They haven't seeded it. They're going to seed it off of the Pearland tournament. So I won't know until probably tomorrow who we play or what we play. Mm-hmm. But you're going to see a lot of those same tough teams there, first, second, and third day all the way till the end. And then we still have another tournament after that, which will be George Ranch, which will be right before we start district. So, you know, we're going to play a little bit of Montgomery, some Giddings and Navasota and all those people in between that time at home. So we got a lot of home games this year for you guys. So chance to see them play. District, we're ready to get. We're just going to be prepared on that day, more prepared than we've ever been before, I feel like. So with what they're doing now and the way they're handling everything we're doing, it's just amazing. There's some amazing young ladies that, you know, are focused, and every time we talk to them, they're just constantly listening with and even giving them things to change about their approach. Or there's so much to volleyball that nobody really knows. It's so technical. It really is. And so many rules about subs and things like that. So it is a tedious, technical practices get pretty detailed sometimes and can be frustrating, but they're constantly picking each other up. So we're ready to get after it.
All right.
And, we have Dig Pink Night, too.
Yeah, one more. We're going to mention that, of course, and we'll have y'all back before the Dig Pink night. But when is it this year?
It's the 3rd of October, okay?
All right.
You know, everybody can see me looking at schedule before. I thought they already knew, but it is. It's the 3rd of October. It's a special, special night that we get to take time to a community service for our kids, I feel like, and a time to spend time with the community discussing the breast cancer awareness and how important it is to get the mammograms and just honor those who have had it and still may be going through it, and families touch a lot of people. So it's a great night to raise money. I think we've raised like $28,000 for the Side Out Foundation. So it's really a cool night. So there you go.
And we'll have y'all back before that, as we promote that, we'll have y'all back. But again, back at home tomorrow night, we want to get a big crowd out there.
Yes.
Yes. Come early, get loud, and stay late.
Yes, absolutely.
There
for sure.
Go.
And eat popcorn.
That's it. There
and
will
eat
be
popcorn. Actually, we're going to be selling shirts, too. We have team shirts will be on sale at the front, too. So everybody get in your green. Right.
That's it.
Get out there and play. So.
That's it. All right, Coach, it's always a pleasure. And sounds like everything's off and running and getting ready for an exciting year.
Exciting. Am I going to have to sit out in the hall to listen to Kyle Van Hook? Because I'm not going to make it home in time, I don't think. I'm so excited he's here. I get to see you. He's the best man in America. Absolutely. I just, man, his daughter, she is everything. So I still love her. You know, you're awesome. You are. Okay, so they're the Cubs. Sorry.
Am I interfering?
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, you are here.
I'll just sit here. I'll let you all take over the show.
He is. He's amazing. And, you know.
All right. And so, we're going to talk with
there
Coach.
They are.
We're going to talk with Coach Hook after the break. But, again, we want to thank the Cubat seniors for coming on in this evening, being with us. And, again, now you guys can go home and get on Facebook and see how y'all looked.
Don't watch them. Straight from practice.
That's it. That's it. So thanks a lot for being here. Good luck tomorrow night out at
the
gym. And good luck as you all get ready for the start of district play.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for being here. The Brenham Cubette volleyball team with us here on the Brenham Sports Line here tonight. And when we come back, Coach Kyle Van Hook and more here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's ChemDry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, and Fireplaces, etc. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Houston Astros connection.
I'm Ed Pothel with the KWHI local news update. A Navasota man sentenced to 35 years in prison following a guilty plea to his fourth DWI charge. 55-year-old Ruben Maldonado was arrested in October of 2014 following a crash and a high-speed chase in the city of Bryan. Maldonado had three prior convictions for DWI, which ultimately resulted in his being sentenced to prison. A member of the Burton School Board will be stepping down at their meeting tomorrow. An unnamed member of the board retiring. At the meeting tomorrow night at 6:30, the administrative offices on North Railroad Street. Trustees expected to appoint a replacement for the retiring member and swear in that replacement. Bids for a detention control system for the Washington County Jail will be open during their meeting tomorrow morning of the Washington County Commissioner's Court. Commissioners expected to review the bids for a detention control system for the jail, possibly award a contract. County Commissioners meet at 9 o'clock at the Washington County Courthouse. Brenham's Del Sol Foods, owners of Brianna's Fine Salad Dressing, has been sold. The La Costeña Group of Mexico City has announced their operating company, SaberMex, has acquired the Brenham-based manufacturer. La Costeña, a globally packaged food firm whose operations include La Costeña, SaberMex, Faribault Foods, and Valori Foods. Del Sol President Jerry Brown says that Del Sol will continue to be headquartered and operated locally. The Friendly Country forecast calling for mostly sunny skies. Look for a high this afternoon of 99. Clear skies overnight with a low of 78. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Leave it to the folks at Downey Directories to put one of the most powerful and easy-to-use search engines in the palm of your hand. With the free Downey Directory mobile app, you can quickly find local businesses or services no matter where you are, from coast to coast. Consider it your nationwide Yellow Pages from Downey Publishing. Just open the app, choose a category, or enter the type of business you're looking for, and the results appear nearest to furthest from your current location. Available for iPhone and Android, get the Downey Directory mobile app, only from Downey Publishing.
Thank you.
Sports Talk with a local attitude, and brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Mark Street, Brennan, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and the Cubette volleyball team for coming in here. Wow, what a fun bunch, I'll tell you. That was a blast to have them here in studio with us here on the Brenham Sports Line. And now, joining us in studio, well, not quite as much fun as the volleyball stars, but a good guy nonetheless, Coach Kyle Van Hook.
Did you say good guy?
A good guy.
Do we have that on record, on tape? I can...
No, I forgot to roll tape. I forgot to record this.
Yeah, no, those are tough shoes to follow. There, Coach Yeager, she's the best.
I'm telling you,
she's the best.
And the thing that I always like about having the volleyball team in here is, I don't know if we have a team that has more fun playing together than the volleyball team.
Yeah, I mean, I was stood there at the door for the last 5 minutes, and I mean, they were. I mean, it's chemistry, right?
Yeah,
that's what coaches want. You know, you can have all the talent in the world, if you don't have chemistry, may not happen.
That's it.
So you mix a little talent with a little chemistry and a great coach like Coach Yeager, boom, stir it up.
Is that the recipe that Tito uses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm dead serious. A lot of the guys, he has a big say so in who we. Mike Napoli, before him, Jeremy Giambi. We're big chemistry guys. And he told a story that Dustin Pedroia called him and says, you have to get Napoli, best clubhouse guy I've ever been around. And they got him. You know, they wanted to keep him, but his numbers just weren't very good.
Right.
And, you know, Jay Bruce is a clubhouse guy with talent. So that's big in Tito's world. Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. And of course, the season moving along. The Indians are in first place.
Shh, don't say anything.
We're trying
to keep that a secret.
Oh, now, come on now. I can see it now. The Tribe and the Sox to go to the World Series.
I don't know if we get past that Sale guy. He's pretty tough.
Tell you what, last night, Dallas Keuchel yesterday afternoon, Dallas Keuchel may have made a little statement as to don't bury us just yet.
Yeah. No, you can't bury those guys.
Man, just having funny thing is, they got the best record in the American League, and they've lost like 15 of their last 20 games.
Yeah.
And yet they still got the best record in the American League. That's how good a start they got off to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go Correa hurt them. Yeah. Keuchel, McHugh not being there. I mean, so there's – if you're going to have – I've always said that – teams are going to have a slump, a cold period, a period where they don't play very well. You just never want it at the end. You know, right. You don't want it to be a prolonged one either. So they're going through a little rough patch, but they got plenty of time. It's just, what is it, August 14th?
Yeah.
I don't think the World Series starts tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, got a month and a half to go here.
Yeah.
And I like the little, it's a quiet little subtle move they made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That little deal with the White Sox.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the consensus I get from a lot of people, because I've made the comment, you might as well just print up their World Series tickets and, you know, get the rings fitted and all that. There's a lot of people that don't believe their starting pitching is the caliber it takes to win the whole thing. And I disagree. Their numbers are off the charts.
Yeah.
But they talk about, you know, you're going to face Kershaw twice, you know, versus any, because all their guys are kind of medium hard throwing finesse type pitcher. So I'll believe it when I see it if they don't make it.
Yeah.
I still think they're the team to beat in the American League.
Well, I'd tell you what, and maybe I'm showing my homer, but I gotta tell you, the Red Sox starting pitching the last 3 weeks has been incredible.
I believe the Tribe and the Sox play tonight, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. We may have to put some lunch on this.
Yep. What is it, Tuesday? Monday. So what is it, three game series? Monday, Tuesday,
and you're going to miss Sale because he pitched yesterday, last night. Darn.
But you know, last time we faced him, we roughed him up pretty good. That's the game that Austin Jackson made the catch.
That was a wild game because I missed the first two innings. I turned it on at and the Indians' ace was going that night too. As everybody was talking about the big matchup, both teams had their ace going. I missed the first two innings. I get home, turn it on. We're going to the top of the third. It's 6-5. What?
Yeah.
What? You know.
Yeah. Sometimes the best laid plans. You know what they say.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. So, you know, if it was easy, we'd all be doing it.
Exactly.
That's it. But it's been fun so far. But I like the way the Red Sox starting pitching is. I mean, all the starters are going into the seventh inning now. I mean, they're you know, and it's like all the guys, you know, Pomerantz is throwing well. In addition to Sale, and you're getting great starts from. Oh gosh, he's got like 10 losses, but he's been throwing great the last couple of weeks. He won the Cy Young last year.
I'm drawing a blank.
Came from the Tigers. Gosh, I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this. Won the Cy Young last year. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Must be getting old.
Yeah, now you got me tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, if they can just get David Brace back, who's supposed to be one of the aces of the team, you know, if we can get him to stop threatening announcers, you know, and we'll be all right.
Yeah, and if he'd start pitching better.
Yeah, just it, you know. You know, see, you can threaten Eckersley when you're pitching well. When you're not pitching well, don't threaten a Hall of Famer if you're not pitching very well. And David Price is not pitching very well this season.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, shut up and take your seat on the plane.
Yes, sir, I agree.
That's what I you know. Yeah. When you start pitching better, then you can talk.
Exactly.
But you know, and I'm sure he's upset all the way to the bank. But anyway.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, all right. Well, we got all the baseball out of the way now. But I got to talk to you. I got to tell you you are becoming a superstar of the Facebook age.
And
Facebook,
I'm a superstar in my own shower stall, Doc.
I'm telling you, your story that appeared first. I guess it appeared in.
It was on Indians.com, but it was written by a writer with MLB.com.
Right.
And I don't understand how that works, because I thought it would be on MLB.com.
Former Houston Chronicle.
Yeah, Richard Justice, a former beat writer for the Astros.
I've read for years
the
Chronicle.
Great guy. He was the beat writer for the Astros for the Houston Chronicle for years. And I know him fairly well, not great, but you know, I could call him and he'd know who I was, and he'd call me. And I know he was, obviously, but another scout told him about our situation, and he called me. I was in California, and we talked for an hour and a half, and he asked me to send some pictures and asked for Clay's number, and this is Tuesday. And he said I may be calling you back for some more information, whatever. So okay, so I thought maybe in another week I might see a story about it. The next day, I'm in the dugout in uniform, and my phone starts. I mean, I thought I was getting a massage. It was buzzing so much. And I said, what in the heck's going on? And I pulled my phone out, and I just saw these texts and emails from friends. Hey, great article. And one of the guys said, hey, another scout said, hey, great article, great line about the Bud Light. And I went, no. I texted him. He didn't print that. He goes, yes, he did. I went, oh, no. So my squeaky clean image is completely ruined now.
On what planet do you have a clean image?
My squeaky clean image is a mess now, but
well, see, it's perfect because you know we're sponsored by Mike Hopkins.
Right, that's true.
Distributing, so
that's
you
true.
Know.
And I told the guy, I said, "Well, I said it. I didn't know he'd print it, but he did." So,
but
literally, and I thought, okay, I got to read it. And I'm in the dugout, middle of the game. It's a scout team, and there's all a bunch of scouts, and I literally got tears flowing down my face, and luckily I had my sunglasses on. My macho image would have been ruined as well.
On whatever planet that was, you were
yeah,
on,
exactly. Yeah. But I mean, it was really heartwarming and touching. And I told him, I said, Richard, make this more about Briscoe and Clay and Selena because they deserve, you know, what they've been going through is, you know, they deserve medals for what they've gone through. So it was nice, and then lo and behold, that led to a I had a doctor's meeting this morning with a surgeon at 10:30, and ABC Channel 13 Houston met all of us at Clayne Selene's house, and it's already been aired. It was on at 4 o'clock. Supposed to be back on at 6 and 10, I believe. But it was really nice. Another little piece about Briscoe.
All right.
So,
and for the folks who might have, just the very few people out there who may have missed it, because I know we have put it on our internet page. We've reported on it, and it's been in a lot of the papers and on the news. Let's just go to the background and tell folks exactly what has transpired with you and your grandson.
Well, he was born in December 2015, and in August of 2015. Matter of fact, on this ABC, I happened to watch it. Selena made the comment they had gotten some of the greatest news a young person can get, that their baby is going to be a boy, and he was still 3-4 months away from being born. And 5 minutes later, they get just devastating news that there's a laundry list of items that's wrong. You know, from kidney to bladder to club feet and some other things. And she used the term, it was a gut shot, which it was, and we were all devastated. And through the oncoming months, learned more about it. They met with renal doctors, and that was in August of 2015. Probably by the end of September, they had found out that he'll have to have a transplant by the time he's 2, and it has to be an adult kidney. Well, the first question everybody asks is, you an adult kidney and an infant? Are you kidding me? And that was my first question. Well, they won't even consider an infant kidney. And I just learned just in the last week that it has something to do with the fact that they grow into the adult kidney. And so that's why they use it. And so then they start talking about donors. And I just raised my hand. I said, I'd like mine to be at the top of the list. And that's where the Bud Light comment came. And I said, mine have been flushed with Bud Light for years. They're clean. They're flushed. They're ready to go. And, of course, everybody says, you're going to feel funny when he wakes up if he asks for a Bud Light. And they said, well, it's got to have a lime in it, too. So, but anyway, I sincerely, and I prayed about it. I was hoping it'd be my kidney, but I knew if it wasn't, if it didn't, you know, I wasn't the big man upstairs. It wasn't his plan. So so it got to May. He's ahead of schedule. They said 2. Well, it was more to do with height and weight. And as we said in the article, he's the most good-natured, happy demeanor, laughing all, and he's this little kid's gone through so much. He's already had 2 or 3 surgeries, you know, has the dialysis tube hanging out of his stomach. He's got a feeding tube on the other side of his stomach and never been fed by mouth. Just started learning, you know, their motor skills are delayed. But anyway, it just so happened the good Lord had the right blood type, O positive. I was the first one on the list, and Selena's mom was second on the list, but I went in for a blood test in May, and the blood worked together. They didn't reject, his blood didn't reject mine, and then passed a pretty good day of testing, chest x-ray, EKG. They imaged my kidneys and found out at the regional tournament in LSU that I was a match, and it was a matter of getting everything in line and setting up the date. So I'm donating my kidney to Briscoe. It was either that or a fire truck, so toy fire truck, so for Christmas. But I just, you know, I mean, it's you know, something that it was a no brainer. I know I'm assuming 99.99% of the people on this walking this earth would do the same thing for their grandkids. I don't know, maybe they wouldn't, but it's just a no brainer. And again, if it wasn't going to be a match, there's nothing I could do. So I'm just really happy to be able to do that for him. And someone asked me a few weeks ago, said, are you looking forward to the surgery? I said, heck no. I think I may have used a little stronger language than that.
You said heck?
I did say no. You know me, Doc. I said, heck no. And they looked at me, and then we both started laughing. And they said, well, I guess that wasn't a very good question. I said, no, not really. I said, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the fact that I can give my kidney to him. But no, I'm not looking forward to the surgery and the... It's not going to be too bad, I don't think. I keep telling myself that. But it's with surgery's Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, and 3.5-hour surgery. That one shocked me. I thought it would be a little quicker than that. In recovery for 2, go back to room. They said they have you up and walking that afternoon.
Wow.
It's laparoscopic, a little 5-centimeter incision. And they said you're not going to want to walk that afternoon, but you have to for circulation and pneumonia and stuff. And then they said – Thursday, be there all day, you know, and said the more you walk, probably if everything's okay, I'll go home Friday morning. So it's the day of the big day is here.
Yeah. The big question is it going to affect you being able to carry equipment up the stairs at the Cup Stadium?
Yes, it will. If you may. Well, first of all, I haven't got my contract, so I was just going to ask you. I've already got my seat. I'll just be in my seats, I guess.
Oh, it automatically rolls over.
Oh, really? No one ever told me that.
Oh, you didn't get with your lawyer on that?
No. my publicist who's handling all my PR appearances, and they told me not to spend more than 20 minutes here. So, actually, no more than 10 pounds for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So, we'll see what we can do. By then, that's September 1st.
Yeah.
Should be
okay. We'll see.
That'll be one, two.
Well, we have to bring Tommy along with us to haul the equipment.
Yeah, that's what TL's good for.
Tommy the pack mule.
Oh, wow. TL, I had nothing to do with that. Okay.
We love you, Tommy.
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things, and some of them pretty bad, but never a pack mule. Okay. My goodness.
We love you, TL. Don't take
TL,
it.
TL, you know I love you. I'm defending you. I've always got your back. You know that.
All right, and like you said, you know, when I read that, when I read the story, the first thing that you know pops into my head was I thought, you know, oh, that's, you know, brave and gutsy and courageous, but then the more I read the story, the more I thought, there's not a grandfather on the face of the earth.
That's what I just said.
Grandson.
I mean, you know, I agree. If I, you know, someone else I knew was donating, I'd say the same thing about them. But if you really sit down and think about it, I just said, I think 99.99% of the people in this world would do the same thing. So I don't see that big a deal. You know, I only need one.
That's it.
I will tell you this.
Well, I don't know because I've seen you some nights, you know,
easy.
You've been on the road. But
you know, if you drink too much milk, it will strain the other kidney, okay?
Oh, okay.
Or lemonade, whatever you're
right. Oh, milk and lemonade, okay.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, and I told the lady with Channel 13 today, and it wasn't in the edited version of the story, but the one thing that it did for me, and because Selena has said in the article and some of these other things, you know, we're hoping that maybe just anybody that's reads about Briscoe's situation, you know, it's kind of like breast. You talked about breast cancer awareness with Coach Yeager, you know, organ donation awareness. And I told this lady today, I said, you know, prior to this, I had not signed off on my driver's license to donate my organs. And I wasn't being malicious. I just kind of thought, you know what? The good Lord gave me these are mine. I'm, you know, whatever. And my wife kind of looked at me like, you know, you're a jerk, which everybody knows that. But the minute this happened, I kind of just slapped my head and went, you dumb bunny. It's a no brainer. So I actually renewed my license about a month ago and I checked off on it. And, it's opened my eyes about organ donation. And, you know, if I get in a car wreck tomorrow and they're able to save my, you know, other kidney or my heart or my retinas or whatever they can take and transplant and have at it, you know. Mm. And I hope that other people will see the light maybe.
Well, I know that, you know, the last time I renewed my driver's license, they took one look at me and asked me if I would donate it to science fiction. But anyway, boom, ching.
Bada, boom.
Yes. How has with the surgery coming up on Wednesday? How has this been as far as the timing? Because you know we had Clay on a couple of weeks ago talking about the big move. The family's moving to Norman.
Yeah,
and it's got to be a crazy time with just that. And then you throw this on top of it. It's got to be insane right now.
Well, they move and shake pretty quick. They've already sold their house. They've already bought one in Norman. But the plan is for Selena to stay in Pearland where their home is, I believe, October. The guy they sold their house to is going to rent it to them on a monthly basis. And once they get the clearance from the doctors at Briscoe's healthy enough to go yesterday and basically would have been off the road for 3 to 4 weeks anyway. And they literally will send out an email. The Indians will. And a lot of pro teams do this. Off the road for at least 2 to 3 weeks, you know, no expenses, you know, because there's nothing going on.
Right.
You know, or not much. So so it worked out great for on my end.
Well, so that means we're going to have to pay for our own lunch from now for the next couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we can figure it out.
Yeah. Now, one thing, you know, talking about Clay and the move, and I, he promised me, and I'm standing by the promise that when I get that, he's sending me a Sooner shirt, and when I get that shirt, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to wear it to lunch with Dr. Stark.
Well, it was a bit of a tough pill for Doc Stark to swallow, because when I told him, I texted him, he said it's 5:35 and OU still sucks, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it was funny because I listened to an interview Clay did with the OU people up there, and you know, he's still got a lot of friends that he played with the University of Texas, and he'll be on the other side of that Red River rivalry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
He did say that he was going to lip-sync. He was going to lip-sync Boomer Sooner the first few times.
I hope he lip-syncs, because you do not want to hear his voice, okay?
but again, so Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock. I get up. I'm ready to get it over with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, all through the summer, it's in the back of your mind, and it's got closer, and now it's here, and I'm ready to get it over with. And my biggest concern is I hope and pray that they can put it in and it works, excuse me, and that it's everything works for him and that it's good for another 15 to, you know, I assume 15 to 18 years, he'll have to have another one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my concern. I'm not concerned about me. If I'll just go to that big broadcasting booth in the sky if something goes wrong.
Oh, great. Here we go.
No. But I am. That's my, I'm hoping that. You know, it works. It gets in there and it works. Cause I told someone today, I think they know. You know, you, in the old days, if you had a heart transplant or liver transplant, any kind of kidney transplant, they had to wait a few 8 to 10 days to see if the body rejected. Well, they already know it's not rejected because they've tested our blood together. So, you know, I don't know what could cause it to go wrong, but I just hope and pray that there's nothing that they're able to get it in, get it attached, get it working, and then, you know, get it. Let it be a successful kidney transplant for the next 15 to 20 years.
All right, and where are they going to be doing this?
My surgery is at St. Luke's in the medical center there over by Rice in Houston, and they literally take it out, walk it across the street to Texas Children's, where there's a completely different surgical team with a different head surgeon, and put it in. They said within 30 minutes after it's out, it'll be in Briscoe. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. All right, so Wednesday's the big day.
Yes, sir.
And as much fun as we're having, as much laughs as we're doing, I do want to say in all seriousness, I'm praying for you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And Briscoe.
We need all the prayers we can get. And, again, pray more for Briscoe. I need a couple. He needs a bunch, okay?
So. Well, the prayers for you usually don't involve the surgery, but.
That's right. I'm so misunderstood, people. I mean, going back to my coaching days, people tell stories, they add mustard and relish to it. You know, I'm misunderstood.
Yeah, okay.
Not mine then, Doc?
Not one
word. Not convincing
of it.
Enough?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I tried. That's all I can do.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But
yeah.
But again, I thought
thank you very much for the prayers.
And with Briscoe.
I'd like to thank all the people out there that have sent texts and emails, and thank them for their prayers, because we all know that as my preacher says at Champion Baptist Church, that God's got this.
That's it. And again, if the people out there that are listening have not heard the story, just go to our website, kwhi.com. We have a much more condensed version of it.
Wait a minute. I never got a permission slip for y'all to be able to use my name. I'm sorry.
We actually said we
you did delete my name.
We gave you a nom de plume.
1-0, Doc.
Thank you. I've got the lead.
But no, let's on a serious note. Thank you so much for everybody's thoughts and prayers, texts, emails, and like I said, two or three prayers for Briscoe, half of one for me.
There you go.
Okay.
And you can go to our website. We have a shortened story, a version of the story, but you can also link from our story to the story that Richard Justice wrote.
Great.
And that's a lot more detail and a lot more quotes. And it really is a very special story.
Yeah, it was a great, well written, and I mean, I don't mind telling you, I was bawling. It was so well written, and it just hit home.
All right, yeah. and a cool picture of you and Briscoe at the ballpark.
Yeah, the one thing he actually has, I have the radar gun, and he's kind of helping me, but it got cut out. But it was really good pictures in there too.
Yeah, which, you know, as long as he can look at the radar gun, that would pretty much qualify
you
for
know
your
what?
Job.
I'll buy you a Coke right now and tell me what kind of hat I had on.
It was powder blue and red.
Good memory, Doc.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Yeah. But I can't see the insignia on it because
the color should give it away immediately.
With Oilers?
Yeah.
An old Oiler cap?
Yeah, I owe you a Coke. God.
I'm telling you.
I should never bet this man.
Hey.
When you put something on the line, he bristles up a little bit.
You can give me the Coke when you bring me the Tito Francona baseball. But anyway.
Well, good. That means I've got time.
Yeah. That means I'll never get
like
the Coke.
Like a couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coach, it's always a pleasure. And God bless you. We're praying for you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thanks,
right.
Doc.
This is the Brenham Sports Line. Back to wrap things up right after this.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham. Cecil and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. We want to thank Coach Debbie Yeager and the members of the Brenham Cubettes. And remind you, the Cubettes got a home matchup tomorrow night, 7 o'clock with Columbus. So get on out there, support the Cubette volleyball team tomorrow night at the Brenham High Gym. And we also want to thank, and again, all our thoughts and prayers go out to our good friend, Coach Kyle Van Hook, and his grandson, Briscoe. Big, big day coming up on Wednesday. And we wish them all the best. Our thoughts and prayers are with them. We do want to remind you we'll be back again next week here on the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to have Coach Glenn West on next week, talk about Cub football, and we'll have Coach Bader and the Blinn Volleyball Program next week on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.